I'm from.
A small town in North Carolina called Kinston.
The Bronx.
Jamaica, Queens.
Manhattan.
I'm from Guyana, where everything you need comes from the trees. I smell fresh air and grass. There are cows, dogs, and goats everywhere. Once in a while, you'll see a few cars pass by, but not very often. You can hear birds chirping and the sound of kids playing. You'll hear a van passing by, the wind blowing through the trees, and you can also hear quiet at night. When I was 3 years old, I went from the quiet country to the city that never sleeps. I felt scared as I plummeted into a completely different environment.
For one, I lived in the country and I definitely was not in this huge city like this.
That's Jasmine Outlaw. She's from the South and moved to Far Rockaway when she was 17 years old. Like any part of New York City, Far Rockaway is fast-paced with busy streets. It's at the end of the subway line, so it takes about an hour to get to Times Square alone. It's a place of gravel and sand, mainly because we are surrounded by water. This bustling city may be filled with entertainment, but there is no escape from the rush of people, sounds, and lights. Whatever you do, you're constantly on the go, especially when it comes to food. Where I live in Far Rockaway, my closest grocery store, Compare Foods, is surrounded by fast food restaurants.
So currently I'm in Compare Foods. This is our local grocery store. Now to the left of Compare, we have a Chinese food store, followed by Dunkin' Donuts / Baskin Robbins. And down by the end of the corner, we have a Subway's. And when I turn the corner, there's a fried chicken spot. So Compare seems to be the only option where it's where you can get greens around here.
Although the grocery store is a good way for my community to get fruits and vegetables, it is not necessarily the healthiest choice. Jasmine would know.
Like, even in New York, like, their stuff, they have a lot of food miles up there and food costs and things like that on their vegetables and things like that. So they're not really as fresh as you would get in, like, southern grocery stores. And, you know, it's southern as it sounds, you know. You know, my grandmother would literally give me a list. I would go down there and get eggs for the house. I would go down there and get fresh milk. I would go down there and get potatoes, anything like that, onions, apples, pears, peaches, plums. Like, I would just be able to walk down the street, pick it for myself, and bring it back home. Like, I didn't have to go through so many other people. It was from the garden straight to my house, so I didn't have to, you know, go through the middleman that most grocery stores have to go through.
Unlike warm places like the South or the country, Far Rockaway does not have fertile land, so getting healthy, unprocessed food is certainly a hassle. As a resident of Far Rockaway for 30 years, Dina understands the struggle.
I'm going to be honest, no. It's not really no. There's not a lot of food stores in Far Rockaway where you can get decent food for decent prices. You know, you got to go where you can afford to go. If you don't have a car, a way to get there, you have to walk, so you have to deal with the high prices in the, you know, in the neighborhood.
Along with the high prices of the city and the struggle to find healthy options in Far Rockaway, we often get so swept up in the fast-paced environment that we lose sight of community.
Up here, it feels like a lot of people are not in touch with other people around them. Like, everyone just off and they just do their own thing, and, you know, it's not a very big sense of, like, community and things like that.
One promising fix to these problems would be the installation of community gardens. With all the open space Rockaway has, it can definitely be done, and the process has already started. Now, why community garden, you ask? Well, a community garden would expose people to fresh fruits and vegetables, allow them to get in touch with their fellow comrades, and brighten the community with a positive solution to a few of our problems. Helping at our local farmers market has allowed me to learn about so many different fruits like Asian pears and vegetables, and the variety of squashes there are out there. I was also able to slow my hectic lifestyle down and for a few hours get in touch with what was actually going on around me. A community garden is the same concept as a farmer's market, only You're not getting produce from local farms. It's made right there, for the people and by the people. Now, if you don't believe me, you can take Sam's word for it. He works for Grow NYC. When asked if produce from locally grown areas helps keep him healthy, he responded,
"Hell yeah."
Donna, a vegetarian for 10 years, thinks,
"I usually have to get on buses and trains to find vegetables that are adequate, and I don't have to now. I can walk here, and I really appreciate it. I learned that I can try things that's affordable, and I just want to keep doing that. I did it, you know, at home from supermarket stuff, but I have a bigger variety out here, so I can try a lot more things."
And Kent, a farmer's market volunteer, thinks,
"Honestly, when I had a peach here, it tasted like life, so."
A community garden is extremely beneficial because it is a place where people can come together to eat healthier and try new things.
Sweet potatoes, I want to try sweet potatoes, and mustard and turnip greens are two things I can't find very easily. I have to still get on buses and trains for those, but I'd like to try that. And squash, I've never had squash before.
You can also meet new people and share laughs. You can learn new recipes too.
I've been making a lot of weird sauce recently, we have a lot of leftover spinach, so I make like green sauce with oil, a lot of olive oil and garlic, and a little vinegar, and I just kind of blend it up and put it on everything. I've also been, now that the squash is back, I've been making some squash soup, because now that it's cold, it's nice to have soup.
I love collard greens. I love collard greens. Collard greens are like my favorite thing to eat. Yeah. My grandmother, the way she makes it, she like boils like, she uses the water, salt, pepper, all these other things, a little crushed red pepper, and she puts like ham hocks in the water. She lets that boil for a little bit, and then she cleans off the vegetables. It cleans off, like, she has to wash them because I guess collard greens get really dirty. So she has to wash them, and then she puts them in a pot, and she just lets them cook for like hours. I don't know how long they cook. I don't know how long collard greens cook. And she just lets them cook.
People are learning how to depend on themselves for produce. They can plant their own fresh fruits and vegetables. A community garden would desperately help my community because it opens up several new possibilities for Far Rockaway. What was once an unfertile area, too busy to realize that it lacks so much, can now be a warm and inviting area where healthy eating is welcomed. I'm Dekendra Dizell for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.